From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Londoners held a vigil in Trafalgar Square on Thursday for the victims of the attack on Westminster. Nigel Persko and his wife Elizabeth were among the crowd.
And we relish our freedom, and we are proud to be British, we're proud to be Londoners, and we hope we are an open society who will welcome everybody here.
On Wednesday, police say 52-year-old Khalid Massad's SUV struck pedestrians, killing two on the Westminster Bridge, before breaching Parliament's grounds and fatally stabbing a police officer. The attacker was then shot dead by police. Police are continuing their investigation into searching for a motive for the deadly attack. U.S. President Donald Trump's first major test to move his legislative agenda is set for later today, after Republicans postponed Thursday's vote in the House of Representatives on their health care reform bill over uncertainty about its passage. On Thursday night, House Speaker Paul Ryan made this announcement.
For 7.5 years, we have been promising the American people that we will repeal and replace this broken law because it's collapsing and it's failing families. And tomorrow we're proceeding.
You have to vote?
Speaker, President
Trump lobbied lawmakers who are not backing the bill, putting his skills as a dealmaker on the line. Trump failed to win over the conservative House Freedom Caucus, and even alienated some moderate lawmakers afraid for their political futures. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.